U.S. military has heightened security measures at its bases across Europe.
U.S. officials are urging service members to stay alert and maintain a lower profile due to various regional threats. U.S. European Command stated Sunday that numerous factors influence the safety of the U.S. military community abroad. Liam White reporting.
The U.S. and Panama have signed an agreement permitting American officials to assist the Panamanian government in deporting migrants crossing the Darien Gap.
Under this joint effort, U.S. immigration officials will train and aid Panamanian authorities to facilitate more deportations of northbound migrants. Recently, Panama has reported record crossings in the roadless Darien jungle, with over 500,000 in 2023 alone. Wade Addison reporting.
Health officials have issued a dengue fever alert in the Florida Keys after confirming two local cases.
The two dengue cases in the Keys were locally acquired, meaning the individuals did not contract the illness while traveling. In Broward, mosquito control is using drones to target pests in hard-to-reach areas, spreading larvicide granules to kill mosquitoes before they hatch. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A woman accused of pretending to be an Irish heiress and scamming victims out of tens of thousands of dollars has been extradited to the UK, a US official said.
Marianne Smith, 54, faces charges of theft and fraud by abuse of position for allegedly stealing over $170,000 from victims she met as an independent mortgage advisor in Northern Ireland from 2008 to 2010. Northern Ireland issued arrest warrants for her earlier this decade. She was arrested in Bingham, Maine. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The New Jersey man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie on stage in 2022 has rejected a plea deal involving state and potential federal charges.
Rushdie was stabbed multiple times on stage at the Chautauqua Institution in southwestern New York in August 2022 in what prosecutors called a pre-planned attack. Hadi Matar was charged with second-degree attempted murder and assault. He has pleaded not guilty. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Officials reported a house explosion in Lafayette, Wisconsin last week.
One man in the home was airlifted to a hospital, according to Elkhorn Fire Chief Trent Eichmann. It took firefighters 30 to 40 minutes to reach the man, who was rescued from the basement. Walworth County Sheriff Dave Gerber said the man's family confirmed he was the only person inside when the house exploded. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 19-year-old and the strip club where she worked have sued Florida's Attorney General over a new law banning adult entertainment businesses from employing individuals under 21.
Serenity Michelle Bushy claims she lost her job at Cafe Risque in the Gainesville area after the law took effect last Monday, as she is under 21. Florida lawmakers stated the law aims to deter human trafficking. Besides Bushy, eight other adult performers who are older than 18 but younger than 21 are unable to work at Cafe Risque because of the new law, the lawsuit said. Anna Keller reporting.
More than 4,600 pounds of liquid egg products have been recalled due to misbranding and undeclared allergens.
Michael Foods Incorporated has recalled approximately 4,620 pounds of liquid egg products containing milk, a known allergen not declared on the product label, announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The problem was discovered during a routine carton inventory evaluation. The establishment notified FSIS when it discovered that a limited amount of whole egg with citric acid cartons was unaccounted, Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.